After 9/11, New Jersey formed a group of faith-based leaders and law enforcement officials to engage with the Muslim community. And now, in the wake of more and more lone wolf attacks like Orlando, New Jersey is doubling down in the fight against radicalization of any kind. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
In several U.S. cities, the FBI has groups called Shared Responsibility Committees, and now they're coming to New Jersey. The groups of law enforcement officials, faith leaders, and other community members are intended to identify people at risk of becoming radicalized and intervene. State Homeland Security Director Chris Rodriguez says these programs are becoming one of the best ways to fight homegrown terrorism.
One of our primary focuses has been on the community-based relationships, and really Homeland Security has become hometown security nowadays.
One of those relationships is with Imam Hamid Ahmed Shebli, who leads the Islamic Society of Central Jersey. He says he's had a good relationship with law enforcement when it comes to identifying behavior that could indicate radicalization, but says that burden cannot fall entirely on a Muslim community that is largely well-meaning.
I believe the government have the right to protect you, and that is your right to be protected. For the Muslim to be in charge for any bad apple inside the box, really we are not.
Rowan University professor Carla Lewandowski agrees, and she says to catch terrorists before they commit violence, law enforcement has to look beyond faith leaders and involve the many others who will notice signs of radical behavior.
If we know that most of them are mostly young men, then targeting even students who would recognize it in their own friends, recognize it in their social media, because they aren't necessarily quiet about their beliefs.
According to Rodriguez with the Homeland Security Office, the number one threat to New Jersey and the U.S. is homegrown violent extremism. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.